the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who allowed none to witness when He created the heavens and the earth, and who took no helper when He authored the spirits. He has no associate in divinity and no support in unity. Tongues fall silent before the limits of describing Him. Intellects fail before the core of knowing Him. Terrors fall low in awe of Him. Faces are humbled in fear of Him. And everything mighty yields to His mightiness. So to Thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may His blessings be upon His messenger endlessly, and His salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in Thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from Thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then fail to keep for Thee. I ask Thee concerning the complaints of Thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among Thy servants, of a handmaid from among Thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask Thee, O He who owns all objects of need which are granted by His will and hastened to His desire, that Thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makes the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that Thou willst, and givest me mercy from Thee. Forgiveness decreases Thee not, and giving injuries Thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from Thee: the facility to obey Thee at its beginning, and the favor of Thy forgiveness at its end. O He who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaam Alaikum. So welcome to today's special from IRIB English Radio in the month of Allah, the month of Ramadan. Today we're going to speak about Ramadan, the month of repentance, the month of forgiveness.
الهلال المبتغى فالصوم أوشك يبتدي رمضان يا ضيف الورى قد زرتنا في الموعد كنا على جمر الغضا من واله ومفند رمضان يا ضيفا أتى يجلو لنا
Today, Sunday, is the 5th of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, 1442 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Farvardin, 1400 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 18th of April, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, in today's special, we open the Holy Quran and we'll listen to chapter Muhammad, verse 19.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله واستغفر لذنبك وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والله يعلم متقلبكم ومثواكم
So know, O Muhammad, that there is no deity except Allah, and ask forgiveness for your sin, and for the believing men and believing women. And Allah knows of your movement and your resting place.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy
Quran.
Asking for forgiveness, dear friend, is a kind of worshipping God even if no sin has been committed. It may ad hoc indicate avoidance from being what is preferable. In other words, the Prophet was supposed to do preferable acts, but he abstained from doing them. Asking for forgiveness may turn into a common practice for people. It leads to attaining supreme stations by Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family. It may connote asking for forgiveness for the sins committed by people in respect of the Prophet of Islam.
أشهر الرحمن فيك أنزل القرآن
You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This program is today's special on the month of Ramadan. Ramadan, an opportunity for everyone to seek forgiveness. Seeking forgiveness from Allah or istighfar is for only for a specific group of people, so that we can say those who have committed too many sins should seek forgiveness. No, all people, even at the level of the Prophethood, should seek forgiveness. that God may forgive for you what preceded of your sin and what will follow. The prophet needs to seek forgiveness as well. Istighfar might be necessary for any sin that one has committed, or it might be done for ethical sins. Even if we assume that a person has committed no sins, no telling lies, no backbiting, no oppression, no crime, no lechery, no insolence, no consuming of others' capital. Individuals like that are, of course, rare. But even individual of such virtue have no sin of limb, might have sins of heart. If such an individual who commits no sins walks among the people and looks down on them thinking, "Those poor people are all sinful," he considers himself arrogantly superior. This is an example of sin and sudden collapse and the need for istighfar.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to today's special. اللهم اجعل فيه من المستغفرين اللهم اجعلني فيه من المستغفرين Oh Allah, on this day, include me with the seekers of your forgiveness. There's this concept of تقصير. This concept means that you view yourself as always coming short with worships with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're always short. You're always, you have not reached completion. You cannot reach completion with worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have this a lot in the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam, in the supplication, in their supplications. And this is a prime example. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, whenever he would sit, the infallible Prophet who does not sin, who has never sinned, who has never thought of sinning, whenever he would sit, he would say Astaghfirullah 70 times. He would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness 70 times. Why? It is because he views himself as someone who is a servant in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who does not deserve the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only reason that he will be rewarded is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. We have this in the sayings, Allahumma la takhrijni min at-taqsir. Oh Allah, لا تجعلني من المعارين ولا تخرجني من التقصير. Oh Allah, do not make me from those whose belief is only borrowed. Because we have like this concept of borrowed belief and true belief. The borrowed belief returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that person dies as an unbeliever. And do not make me from those kinds. Make my iman permanent. Also, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to not remove you from taqsir, from shortage. The narrator who narrates this supplication asked, he said, I understand what the meaning of al-mu'ar, the first thing is, but what about al-taqsir? What about shortage? What does that mean? It means that you do not view yourself as satisfied with your actions. You always view yourself that you could have done more. You could have worshipped Allah better. You could have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might accept your worship or might not accept your worship. As much as you pray with all your thoughts, all your mind towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you cry during your prayers from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you still know that you still have to keep in your heart, in your mind, in your belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might accept and might not accept. And if He punishes me, that means that is from His just. And if He rewards me, it is from His mercy.
Ramadan, ya Ramadan, ya nafhat al-Rahman. رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران رمضان يا رمضان يا نفحة الرحمن رمضان يا رمضان شهر جود وغفران
Seeking forgiveness and forgiving oneself. We are often told that Ramadan is a month of mercy, reflection, and forgiveness from Allah for our sins and shortcomings. However, many of us forget that forgiving ourselves is a part of the healing and repentance process. We may have made some awful life decisions or actions or sins, but the key is to forgive yourself. It is in Ramadan that we are meant to not just hear the recitation of the Quran and read Quran, but to truly connect with Allah. It is in this time whether we're not only meant to gain Allah's forgiveness, but forgive ourselves too. Ramadan is designed for the brokenhearted, the regretful, and the God-conscious. To gain Allah's mercy, we must be merciful to ourselves. Asking for forgiveness in Ramadan. Asking for forgiveness in Ramadan to Allah Almighty is the first priority task in Ramadan. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, said, Moses, Musa, the son of Imran, once asked, O my Lord, who is the most honorable of your servants? And Allah replied, the person who forgives even when he is in a position of power. One of the distinguishing features of the month of Ramadan is forgiveness. The Prophet of Islam explained in one hadith that the month of Ramadan is a month whose beginning is mercy, whose middle is forgiveness, and whose end is freedom from the hellfire. Beautiful, am I right? This makes it a great time to ask God for His forgiveness. It is also a wonderful time to open our hearts and cleanse them of grudges and bitterness by forgiving others.
We are not infallible figures, brothers and sisters. We might have sinned. Sometimes, you know, our ignorance might have taken us away. Our pride might have taken us away. So we do fall into sins. But the thing here is that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great, true. So we must have that balance between the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knowing that He is merciful and He will reward us. So here, istighfar is also like that. Always keep istighfar on your tongue. Always keep in mind that you do not deserve unless or without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have this, there are also other benefits from istighfar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a long topic actually, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes hurries the punishment of the believers when they sin. And He punishes them in this world. Why? So in the hereafter He does not punish them. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes the believer for example, sicknesses, by the sickness of his family, the health of his family. Sometimes by loss of wealth and the lowness of wealth. So by doing istighfar, this also removes these factors. This also, you know, changes these factors. We have this that whenever you have a saying by Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, whenever you see that you have no wealth or you are seeing, you know, kind of a poverty state, keep on saying istighfar. Increase your istighfar. Increase your asking and seeking of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the month, this is a chance for us to seek forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have this quote, I'm not sure if it's a saying or not, on the day that if you do not get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the holy month of Ramadan, then when are you going to be able to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because it's the month of mercy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your prayers, your fast, and your istighfar, and your ask of forgiveness in this holy month and in this day precisely. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
That's all for this episode of today's special. Inshallah, we continue different nice topics which are directly or indirectly related to the month of Allah, the month of Ramadan. We leave you in care and protection of the Almighty.
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and here are some guidelines for the fasting from the Prophet's fifth infallible heir, Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, who quotes the Prophet's advice to Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari. O Jabir, whoever fasts the days of Ramadan, stands for prayers in part of its nights, guards his or her sexual desires, reins in his or her tongue, lowers his or her gaze, and injures not the feelings of others, will become free of sins as on the day he or she was born.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Abul Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin al-ma'sumin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the little that we do in this month with the greatest of rewards. This is what this month is for. We do a little compared to what we are given in return. But what is important is that this little that we do is something that we do continuously. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that istimrar, or that continuous nature of doing these small acts even, but we do it continuously with a good intention, with a pure intention, especially knowing the time and the place that we are in. in the tradition from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he defines and characterizes the holy month of Ramadan for us. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this holy month is that month in which you have been invited to be the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in this month you are the dhiyaf, that is the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have been invited personally to come. And the door is wide open. You just have to walk through it. And then the Holy Prophet continues, and in this month you have been placed amongst the people of nobility. Again, this month, as we mentioned previously, is specific spring for a specific group of individuals. Those individuals who are the fuqara, they are the noble ones, they are the close ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This month is something special for them. You have been placed with them in this specific month. Know where you are, with whom you are also sharing this month with. This is important. Then the Holy Prophet continues and says that your breath in this month is tasbih. Your sleep in this month is worship. Now obviously do not take this out of context. The sleeping during Fajr is not considered as worship, no. Sleeping at times, for example, when you are tired after praying Salat al-Dhuhr and Asr, being in a hot country, you know, wherever you are, if you're in a hot country and it's burning and it's boiling and you just need to take a rest, you know, just so that you can continue either your ibadah in the evening, or you can do earn your livelihood in the morning. And then the Holy Prophet continues and said that your good deeds and your acts of worship in this month are accepted, and that your supplications and requests and du'as in this month are heard and responded to in a positive way. Hence we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever benefit we can gain from this month, and we have the capacity and capability to do so, we do so by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by the means and by the tawassul of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Immaculate Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Inshallah, until next time, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, the audience of IRB English Radio all over the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. You're listening to the show from IRB English Radio in the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Quran. So in this holy and blessed month, the month of Quran, let's focus more on this great and holy book of God. In the holy month of Ramadan, we are with you to be more attached with the verses of the Holy Quran. So we have provided different parts in this series of shows for you, and hopefully we shall be able to present these different parts and items to you in this holy month, the month of Quran. From the key points by Brother Yasser Ibrahim, and also Tajweed points by Brother Muhammad. These are different items that we shall have, and also some stories and a hadith that will come to us from IRIB English Radio. Just stay tuned and listen to Let's Recite the Quran. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has said, anyone who recites a single verse of the Holy Quran in the holy month of Ramadan, or glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tasbih, his excellence over the others is like my own excellence over my ummah or nation. So good for those who understand the holy month of Ramadan. Again, he repeated, good for him. Dear audience of IRB English Radio, if you have been planning to do the khatm of the Holy Quran in this fifth day of the holy month of Ramadan, naturally you must be busy with reciting the fifth juz of the Holy Quran. For this, we have also selected a beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran from chapter An-Nisa, verses 100 to 101 by Sha'ban Abdul Aziz Sayyad. I'd like to invite you to listen to this beautiful recitation.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ومن يهاجر في سبيل الله يجد في الأرض مراغما كثيرا وسعة ومن يخرج من بيته مهاجرا إلى الله ورسوله ثم يدركه الموت مهاجرا إلى الله ورسوله ثم يدركه الموت فقد وقع أجره على الله وكان الله غفورا رحيما وإذا ضربتم في الأرض فليس عليكم جناح أن تقصروا من الصلاة فليس عليكم جناح أن تقصروا من الصلاة إن خفتم أن يفتنكم الذين كفروا إن الكافرين الَّذِينَ كَانُوا لَكُمْ عَدُوًّا مُّبِينًا صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, Let's Recite the Quran. On the occasion of the holy month of Ramadan, in this segment of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, we will be working on the same juz as the day of the month of Ramadan. We are right now in the fifth day of the month of Ramadan, and therefore, we just listen to two verses from Juz 5 of the Noble Quran by Sheikh Shaban Abdul Aziz Sayyad, verses 100 to 101 of Surah An-Nisa. Now we want to analyze this recitation in terms of the rules of Tajweed. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يُهَاجِرْ. We have idgham of Noon Sakina into one of the letters of يَرْمَلُون, which is Ya. And it's مَعَ الْغُنَّةِ. We have to nasalize the letter in which idgham takes place into. وَمَنْ يُهَاجِرْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَجِدْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَةً. In the phrase مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا, we have إِخْفَاء نُون ساكنه. So we have to nasalize the Noon ساكنه while we get rid of the place of articulation of Noon Sakina, and we approximate the place of articulation of the letter of Ikhfa. Muraghaman kathira. Since this is a kaf, kaf is an exception to the rule of Ikhfa. You can actually place the tongue in the place of articulation of kaf, and you can approximate the place of articulation of kaf. If you approximate the place of articulation of kaf, it would be like this. مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَةً. مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَةً. It's a little difficult. But if you say مُرَاغَمًا كَثِيرًا وَسَعَةً, it's a lot easier, and it's not a mistake either. Okay, so if you place the tongue in the place of articulation of kaf, it's a lot easier when applying ikhfa. وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ. We have iqlab of Noon Sakina. Whenever there is a ba after Noon Sakina, the Noon Sakina turns into a meem Sakina, and the meem Sakina is pronounced with ikhfa, meaning the lips get really close to each other, but they're not closed. Okay? You should not close the lips completely. There should be a small space in between the lips. And at the same time, a nasal sound is made for two vowel counts. مِن بَيْتِهِ مِن بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدَرِكْهُ الْمَوْتِ. The kaf sakina in the word يُدَرِكْهُ الْمَوْتِ is really important that you pronounce the kaf sakina. Yudrik hul maut. If you say yudrik hul maut, that's incorrect. You have to hear the clicking sound of the kaf. Yudrik hul maut faqad waqa'a ajruhu 'ala Allah. Ajruhu, we have a jim with qalqala. Jim, whenever it's sakin, it's pronounced with qalqala. And you know what qalqala is? Qalqala means the bouncing back of the sound of the letter of qalqala from its place of articulation. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا وَإِذَا ضَرَبْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَقْصُرُوا. We're just going to mention one rule of tajweed for this verse, and that is the ilhar of the ilhar in the phrase junahun an. There is a hamza after the tanween. Therefore, ilhar of nun sakna takes place. Ilhar means that it means that the nun sakna is pronounced completely, fully, and clearly. Junahun an taqsuru. And in the next phrase, we have ikhfa of nun sakna. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to this segment of the program, Blessed Recite the Quran. I invite you to listen to the next segment of this program. Thank you.
Dear audience, dear brothers and sisters, in the fifth day of the holy month of Ramadan, after listening to a beautiful recitation from the fifth juz of the Holy Quran, I think it's the time to focus on the concepts of the Holy Quran, where Brother Yasser Ibrahim tries to bring us some key points from the fifth juz of the Holy Quran. So I'd like to invite you to listen to Brother Yasser Ibrahim and his key points from juz 5 of Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Welcome back to our program, where we kind of indicate certain of the points that you may read in the juz of that particular day in this blessed month of Ramadan from the glorious Quran. So today, being the fifth of the holy month of Ramadan, obviously we'll be mentioning the fifth part. The fifth part of the Holy Quran starts from the 24th verse of Surah An-Nisa, which is the fourth chapter of the Holy Quran, and continues and goes to the 147th verse of this blessed surah. So just like the second juz, the fifth juz also just contains one chapter, that is the fourth chapter of the Holy Quran, and it is Surah An-Nisa. So some of the points that a person can gather from this chapter, some of the important verses. One of those verses is, when we have something that we are unsure of, you need to take that particular thing to an individual who is able to decipher truth from falsehood. And this is something important, that we need to go to those who have knowledge of that particular issue. So for example, in the 83rd verse of Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when a report of safety or alarm comes to them, they immediately broadcast it, they immediately know, spread it amongst the people. But had they referred it to the apostle, that is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or to those vested with authority among them, and that vested in authority comes from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those of them who investigate would have ascertained, those of them who investigate would have ascertained it. And were it not for Allah's grace upon you and His mercy, you have surely followed Satan, all except a few. So the verse is clear. You either follow the apostle, those who are vested in authority, or you're going to follow Shaitan and the devil, and he will obviously then be misguided. So this is one of the important lessons we can take from this surah, or rather the surah that is contained in the fifth part of the Holy Quran. Another important lesson that we can take from this particular chapter of the Holy Quran is the concept of ownership. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. This is in the 132nd verse of Surah An-Nisa, that in reality we have no ownership, we own nothing. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has just made us human beings as a trustee, as a person who has the right to use these blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us, or placed for us on this earth. And Allah continues that if He wishes, He will take you away, it will take them away, O mankind, and bring others in your place. Allah has the power to do that.
that if we are not thankful for the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, if we do not use that thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed upon us, which is what? One of the greatest blessings we have is Islam, is that we are Muslim, is that we follow the path of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasallam. And if we do not show thanks for it, and if we do not, you know, use it in the right way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will just change us for another person. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us understand the reality of the Holy Quran, the glorious Quran, the reality of this blessed month, and for us to use it in a way in which we are showing thanks towards this bounty and blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the owner of all bounties and all blessings, has given to us. InshaAllah, until our next part. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to Let's Recite the Quran from IRM English Radio. And it was the ending item of this show. I hope that you have enjoyed the show and hopefully you will join us again tomorrow same time. In case you have any questions, criticisms or feedback, we'd be more than happy to have it from you if you send it to us through englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find the early recordings of these series on parstoday.com under the Call of Islam Radio. Dear brothers and sisters, once again, I'd like to thank you for staying tuned and ask you not to forget your brothers and sisters from your good du'as and supplications. Thank you very much. Till another show, I'd like to leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Fills up the air, Ramadan, month of the I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka دوما قريب ليتك دوما قريب
The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو you who believe استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is special, and no one can deny how beautiful it is. I've created a list of do's and don'ts, right? Now, this is not like a master list. You don't have to necessarily follow it. But in it, you can take guidance. You can take things that may inspire you and maybe create something very similar with your own family to say that these are the things that we will do in this month and these are the things that we won't do in this month, and then try to follow through with it. The aim is to try to make sure that we capture the essence of Shahru Ramadan. So do spend time in reflection and connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. Spend time speaking to God. Spend time trying to figure out what are your triggers that distance you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is so crucial. A little bit of reflection is very powerful. And in certain instances, when it is done correctly, even more worthy than hours of ibadat. In this month, everything is amplified. If your aim is to be next to God, figure out how that's the best way for you to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't spend wasteful time on social media or binge watching. We're not saying you got to do ibadah 24/7, right? We all need a break. And even when you take a break, don't watch something that you know you shouldn't be watching. Don't spend countless hours scrolling on social media. It's one of the best ways to pass times, but one of the worst ways to distance ourselves, because we're not doing anything productive at that time. You know, someone mentioned that you can download an app that allows you to see how much time you spend on your phone. Do that. You'll be shocked to see how connected and how attached we are with our phones. But don't spend so much time. I'm not saying don't do it at all, right? But I'm saying be careful about the amount of time we spend on these things, which are not giving us any type of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be helpful around the house. Everyone is home now. Yeah, it's not just this person's responsibility to cook and clean and wash the dishes and do the laundry and vacuum. No, share in the responsibilities, right? And this goes to even kids of all ages. Everybody should be helping. Everyone is going to be fasting in the house. We can't expect one person to do everything at that moment. So help around the house as much as we can. Don't demand from your spouse to cook lavish meals, right? For the past, I don't know how many years, we've come to the mosque and we have eaten whatever the mosque has provided. When it comes to your spouses now, every type of food idea will come into your head. Don't demand too much. They're fasting as well, right? Be satisfied with what you have. And if you're really craving something, put the apron on and go into the kitchen and create a meal. It'll be a nice surprise for your family as well. Read and reflect on the Holy Quran and du'as, but do them in creative ways, right? Read a passage and then think about it. Read a du'a that you've always wanted to read, but you've never really read. But be creative. And it comes with this don't. Don't rely on the mosque for your spirituality. And what do I mean by that? Listen, the mosque is essential. We pray. Inshallah, our mosques get opened very quickly. Inshallah. But don't just rely on the mosque for your spirituality. Right? So don't wait until 7 p.m. when the live relay or when the relay starts from the mosque that you now are going to be quote-unquote spiritual. No, create your own spirituality throughout the day. Allow your children to recite dua iftitah. You don't have to necessarily follow the one from the mosque. Make sure you listen to my lectures though. But you don't necessarily have to follow the dua from the mosque. Allow our children to be engaged in what is happening. Pick different du'as to recite. Give certain portions to different children to do and to recite and to recite the translation. But connect in different ways. Do recite Salatul Layl. Yeah? Whether it's once a week or twice a week or three times a week. But at the minimum, I would think once a week. In Shahr Ramadan, do not let go of this Qiyam of Layl that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so much. Don't forget to spend time connecting with the Imam. This is really important. This is the month in which inshallah we will get the call that the Imam is coming. Inshallah. But connect with him, you know. Make it memorable with your family, right? We're adding some very volatile things together. We're first of all adding hunger. And then we're adding closed isolation. And then we're adding not going out at all. And then you put all of these very volatile things together, and it has a possibility of being combustible. But it doesn't have to be, right? Make it memorable. Do things together. Break your fast together. Do sehri together. Recite Quran together. Go out for drives together. Recite dua together. Paint and create artwork together. Play, do puzzles together. Make it a memorable moment. And at the same time, don't forget about your extended family. Have Zoom dates or WebEx dates or online platform dates with your family so that everyone is connected and everyone is seeing how each other are doing and that we're not leaving anybody else. Don't overlook those who are in need and less fortunate. There are many, many people in this world who are not as lucky as we are. we may think that we are going through a difficult trial. There are those whose trial is even more difficult because of poverty, because of war, because of other circumstances. There are many charitable organizations, whether it is local or international. But participate with them, help, buy food baskets. And I think that this will go a long way with our connection to, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mend relations with family and friends. This is a perfect time for us to send a text message to a family member that we haven't spoken to in a while. To send a message to those who maybe we got into an argument and we didn't mend it. Be the one who mends it. Allah loves the one who mends relationships. Don't lose touch with community members. I want us to do this. One new person a day. Call them. At the end of the Ramadan, Shahrul Ramadan, we will have either 29 or 30 people that we call. But connect with different people. Ask them how they're doing. It doesn't have to be cumbersome. One a day is something that we all can do. Seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? We are told shaitan is locked up. Then how can we still do ghibat? How come we still watch bad things? How can we still talk bad things? How come we still have bad thoughts? It's because shaitan has planted seeds already into our life. Don't be shaitan. Yeah? Ask Allah to not only imprison that shaitan, but to imprison our own shaitan so that we can work towards him. Learn something new. Okay, pick up a book, read something, connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through theoretical knowledge that you can then practically apply into the life. And this will help us in not being the same person we are today. Our objective and our aim is to make sure that we leave the month of Ramadan as better people than we entered the month of Ramadan.
الحب تلقاك البدور ضيف الأمان والسرور فيك العطايا والأجور يا مرحبا يا مرحبا زين الشهور We welcome you month we all adore We pray for happiness and more To all the people open up your door Peace, love and joy Let them soar, let them soar Ramadan Ramadan Welcome holy
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.